At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code AUDIO. That's monarch.com, promo code AUDIO.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, GMC updates the Hummer EV. DS's number 4 is redesigned and revealed. And BYD's European base has been chosen. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which electric pickup truck has taken the sales crown off of the Tesla Cybertruck. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. My name is Martin Lee. It's the weekend. I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Here's what's been going on then. Oh, by the way, quick mention for Patreon. It's how we fund the show, how I earn a living from this. I do this as a job now, but I couldn't do it without Patreon. It pays my bills. And so patreon.com/EV News Daily. If you would like to be one of the legends that spreads the word about electrification far and wide and educates people about what we talk about. Well, the 2026 GMC Hummer EV has launched, featuring a performance boost that makes it 0.1 seconds faster to reach 60 miles per hour. That's than the Tesla Model 3 performance, even though it weighs more than double of the car. The new carbon fiber edition does 0 to 60 miles an hour in 2.8 seconds, just under 100 kph, and it comes with all-terrain tires on 22-inch carbon fiber wheels with various appearance upgrades as well. So a smidge faster than a Model 3 performance. And it's a heavy beast. Key features include bidirectional charging for vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-home. All allows the use of the Hummer's battery, which, let's face it, is probably the star of the show here, which is over 200 kilowatt-hours, of course. It can be a mobile power source. Another highlight is crab mode, which they have improved, actually. The rear wheels actually steer faster than the front wheels now. And so they will really move very quickly. They've called it King Crab mode. See what they did there. The mode will be available as well for existing Hummers. So if you got one from 2022 onwards, then an over-the-air update comes your way. And I believe it's a free update as well. And the rear wheels now steer faster. And so better maneuverability off-road. I've been watching the videos today. And it is, I think, quite pronounced when you turn the wheel at low speed, how this thing really does flick it round from the back end. Well, despite a starting price of $96,550 for the Hummer EV pickup and SUV, General Motors reported sales of 14,000 units last year and 3,500 in the first quarter of the year, up a big increase year over year for Q1. Production and deliveries of the model year 2026 truck will begin later this year. General Motors will share pricing details and updated range estimates nearer delivery. Now, DS is the swanky pants bit of Citroën. DS Automobiles has launched the updated number 4, a premium compact hatchback with a new fascia. It features a wider black grille and a unique light signature inspired by the DS E10's performance concept. The number 4 measures 4.4 metres long, it's about 14.5 feet or so, and 1.87 metres wide. It offers three powertrain options, including plug-in hybrid and full electric. The electric version has a range of 450 kilometres, about 280 miles on that, on WLTP. 213 horsepower motor. The number 4 uses a battery with a net capacity of 58.3 kilowatt hours. They give the 20 to 80 time of 30 minutes at 120 kilowatts peak, which is not great, but if it's got a nice flat charging curve, and if you're new to the podcast, I won't get into charging curves now, but it's not always what you've got, it's how you use it, I'll put it that way. In terms of the super fast charging speed number, like, hey, it charges at 300 kilowatts. Well, if it does that for 10 seconds, but then slows down to a drip feed, that's no good. And so often we talk about the charge curve being more important, and some cars that have a slow peak or a lower peak speed can actually just cronk on all the way through to 90-95% state of charge as well. And that's, you know, that's what you want, isn't it, if you're doing lots of DC fast charging and road tripping. The plug-in hybrid version has a petrol engine combined with 125 horsepower electric motor, and it's pretty rapid actually. It would do 0 to 62 miles an hour, 100 kph in 7.1 seconds, which is faster than the other models. The plug-in hybrid has a new battery capacity of 14.6 kilowatt hours. I think that's net, actually. Yeah, 14.6 net, this says, enabling it to travel 81 kilometers or 50 miles on electric power alone before moving into one of its hybrid modes. Has a 3.7 kilowatt onboard charger. You can upgrade it to 7.4, so if you are charging at home, it might be worth it if you always need to be adding electricity. Otherwise, a cheeky overnight charge, you should be good with the slower onboard charger. BYD is next in the news. They have obviously got massive plans to expand internationally, and BYD will open a European headquarters in Hungary, according to the CEO, announced during the press conference with the Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest. It was a couple of days ago, May 15th, the CEO, Wang Changfu, saying that the new centre will create 2,000 jobs and serve three main purposes: sales and after-sales services, testing, and local development versions, maybe validation testing of European roads and things like that, maybe some retuning. BYD opened its first European facility in Hungary in 2016, and they make electric buses there. A second plant for electric cars is currently being built. BYD also is building a factory in Turkey. Under Prime Minister Orban, Hungary has become an important trade partner for China. Since taking office in 2010, he has strengthened ties with Beijing, leading to more investments as battery and EV makers set up production in Hungary. VinFast next in the news. VinFast has launched the EC Van, which stands for E-City Van in Vietnam, highlighting its commitment to all sorts of electric transport, not just cars. It's 3.8 metres long, about 12.5 feet, 1.7 metres wide, and only 1.8 metres tall. So not a big thing, very compact, and a turning radius of 5.1 metres, or 16.5 feet or so. Great for crowded cities and driving around narrow rural roads. A pretty small thing, this little VinFast van has two front seats, 2,500 litres of cargo space in the back, and a payload of 600 kilograms, or about 1,300 pounds. It is powered by a rear electric motor that's only 30 kilowatts. Little mini 40 horsepower motor. The EC van has a 17 kilowatt hour battery pack, going from 10 to 70 in 42 minutes on the 20 kilowatts charging peak that it will do. But on the other hand, it's dirt cheap. It's less than 10,000 euros equivalent in Vietnam. And the EC van is the sixth electric vehicle, I'm just counting there, from VinFast for service applications this year. Now, Ram is next in the news, and Ram has delayed the launch of its Ram Charger plug-in hybrid and the 1500 Rev. I don't mind any delays, but you have to wonder why. The Ram Charger will now come to dealerships in the first quarter of 2026. The 1500 Rev is going to go to summer of 2027. Well, summer can mean, you know, late summer. That's easily a 2028 model. Wow, that was announced in 2023 to come out in 2024. It's going to be 4 years late. Last autumn, Ram moved things around, so the Ram Charger was going to come first. And I get that, because a lot of people who use trucks for truck stuff might need to do some elevation, some towing occasionally. You know, you've got a trailer, you've got a decent payload. That can all impact range. In fact, it does very really impact range. A memo sent to suppliers this week said that the Ram Charger will come to dealerships, really vague as well, early 2026. Ram is reassessing its strategy, and they're going to do an extended quality validation program for the Ram Charger, which is, you know, it's fine. It uses a gas engine for a generator, doesn't drive the wheels. I don't believe on that one. Big battery, like 100 kilowatt hours or something or so. So, you know, you can do a lot on electric power if you're charging it every night. You can go to the job site, go to the campsite, get power out of the battery. I think trucks, for doing truck stuff, there's nothing wrong with having that intermediate technology of still burning something if you have to. It wouldn't be my choice. I do like pure zero emissions personally, you know, in my own opinion, but combustion will go away. Now let's talk about Europcar. In the UK, they've seen a big rise in electric and hybrid vehicle rentals, jumping from 228,000 days of rental, if you get my drift, in 2023 to 1.24 million days of rental last year. This growth supports the company's goal to simplify renting zero-emission vehicles. The fleet now includes 14% more full BEVs by using electric vehicles and e-bikes for delivering and collecting rental cars. Europcar has cut their CO2 emissions as well. The head of electric mobility there, Tom Middleditch, said, and I quote, "For 2025 and beyond, we will continue increasing the proportion of electric vehicles in our fleet and find new ways to support businesses and leisure customers to make the transition to low and ultimately zero tailpipe emission rentals," end quote. Let's talk a little bit about some new services. Actually, these services, not particularly new, but Gloucester services in the UK, a kind of fabled, if I may. There is really nothing great about a motorway service station in England. Mainland Europe is very different. A lot of mainland European sites will often have a lot of truck parking, more facilities. Certainly for those that work in the commercial sector, I see a lot more places to pull over and sleep and rest and shower. Some of the motorway service stations here in the UK are really just geared towards car travellers, and even then, some of them are pretty grim. Some are better than others. There are some okay ones. But Gloucester Services has been named the best EV charging hub in Europe by Global Convenience Store Focus. That's a thing. In the global competition for the best EV hub, Gloucester Services almost won. But they turned, certainly the top spot went to Shell's recharge bay in Shenzhen at the airport, the international airport in China. They got 258 chargers at the Shenzhen airport, Shell recharge. Either way, the Gloucester site in the UK has 16 Tesla superchargers, 24 EV charging points. They're adding more as well, and they're growing it steadily. And also, some of the facilities there are quite nice. It's a Westmoreland family service area, and lots of people pull in there and enjoy not just the charging, but it's actually one of the very nice service stations, by the way. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about how some of the bi-directional vans and commercial vehicles could be crucial. And also, let's talk a little bit about electric truck charging, amongst other things. Back in a moment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, let's talk a little bit about UK bus operator Stagecoach launching its first fully electric fleet and depot in Stockton-on-Tees. This depot will feature several Yutong electric vehicles and E12 models and the first Yutong double-decker bus. Well, Stagecoach is moving towards electrification, over 10% of their fleet, of which is, by the way, 8,400 vehicles in their fleet. 10% now electric by the end of the year. 43 Stagecoach depots have EV chargers. And the Stockton-on-Tees project is the first time Stagecoach has combined a fully electric fleet and a fully dedicated electric depot. And that's brilliant. We've seen this in Chinese cities. I mentioned China a little while ago with, you know, Shenzhen. Many of these big places have completely electrified all of their public transport. Taxis are almost there. Certainly the buses done a long, long time ago. And so we're getting there. But, you know, these big fleets, a big goal to go. And often the vehicles that they run, like the buses and stuff like that, 8,500 vehicles in their fleet. A lot of them do a lot of miles, millions of miles in their lifetime, and do stick out dirty diesel in some cases. And so to electrify those is a disproportionate benefit to the environment. Now, statistics from the car trade body over here, the SMMT, the lobby organisation, if you like, for the UK car industry, shows that nearly 40% of UK vehicle models now have a version that's fully electric. That's a great bit of research. Last year, there were 102 battery electric vehicle models available in the United Kingdom. This year, it's 130. Who says mandates don't work? Now, look, the car makers hate the mandates because the government has said, right, here's your target. 22% last year, 28% of your fleet that you sell here should be electric. There's some fudging you can do with numbers and things like that. You can defer, and it's like a point system. It's not quite as easy as, you know, one in, one out. But either way, mandates do work. The car dealers didn't get fined last year. The manufacturers, all of them avoid the fines. We got loads of EVs on the road now, and look at that, from 102 to 130 electric models. This wider selection helped the UK reach its highest ever month for EV sales in April. The total number of electric vehicles on the roads is now over 1.3 million. Improvements in EV charging technology has also helped. Also, the vehicles are getting further in terms of their range, and the chargers are there as well. The share of fully electric models in the UK will grow as the 2030 deadline nears. The government's softened that recently for some that can do significant electric mileage. They didn't say what that was, because I imagine Toyota, with their kind of mild, their 30-year-old mile hybrid technology, that will sort of get you away from the lights on a little teeny-weeny battery, they will want that to also be, you know, compliant. I think something like 50, 75 miles, I think that would be a decent zero emission range. But Toyota would absolutely disagree, because they've got nothing in their locker that they can immediately bring to that. Whereas I think if you're saying, well, it's got to be capable of at least look at the UK's average mileage per day, take out all the outliers, the people that are road warriors, and then say, well, you know, maybe that is 24 miles, 31 miles, 17 miles, whatever it is, whatever we do on average in this country, it's less than America, I know that, then that should be reassessed every year, but that should be the minimum electric mileage that you should do, and we should make sure people can charge at home overnight, cheap overnight, and that should be what is classified as, you know, enough to be zero emissions between 2030 and 2035. Of course, 2035, it's got to be all zero emissions. Right, let's talk about Maxus and Ambibox and bidirectional charging. SAIC own the Maxus brand, and they're testing bidirectional DC charging with Ambibox, their power electronics company. Bidirectional charging is often done with AC. Power can flow from to the home or the grid. Requires both the vehicle and the suitable charging station or EVSC, because the charger is technically on board the car. Ambibox offers a compatible box with a capacity of 22 kilowatts, voltage up to 800 volts, but that's a DC. That's a DC vehicle to something. So bi-directional DC. That's very interesting. Let's hope we see some more. France has a V2G service since the end of last year with Renault's Mobilize service and the Mobility House as well. The UK will do more in 2025. Germany is doing some trials, but all of this is a very slow start with anything bi-directional, isn't it? VEV is working with Maritime Transport to install 17 high-powered electric truck chargers at three locations. These are the ports, places like the London Distribution Park in Tilbury and the port in Doncaster. They will be the first electrified sites in Maritime's network. Electrifying ports is very important. If we're going to be turning up with 42-ton electric heavy goods vehicles, we've got to recharge them wherever they are. And often they're stopped either for the regulations, because the drivers have to take a break, but they try and time those when the vehicle will be, you know, when the wheels don't need to be turning. So if the vehicle is stopped, it's being loaded, it's, for whatever reason, not on the move, then that vehicle should be charging. And that's either a 50 kilowatt, 100 kilowatt, 250, 350, 1 megawatt charger of various speeds as well. Initially, the chargers will be for maritime use only. In the future, they may open them up to members of the public as well to charge their vehicles. Now, UL Solutions is the safety company from Illinois. They've opened the European Advanced Battery Testing Laboratory in Germany, focusing on testing batteries for electric vehicles and large-scale energy storage systems. A lot of work is going on in the background, by the way, with safety as new technologies come out, as more products come out. And so, you know, it wouldn't really be widely reported, but I wanted you to know that this work is going on. Labs are looking at the need for reliable battery testing, supporting research and development of new battery technology, and assessing finished products as well. All very important. We want our EVs to be safe. They are brutally safe. If there is an EV fire, it'll make the news. For every probably 1,000 petrol cars that go up in flames, no one talks about. But then if there's a battery fire in an EV, which is obviously a horrific thing, if it's at your house, in your driveway, it can impact your home. I'm not dismissing it. It's horrible. But it happens a lot more with petrol, and no one ever talks about it because we become, what's the word, normalised to it. And finally, Ford and the F-150 Lightning is having a rather good time at the moment. In fact, the Tesla Cybertruck has lost its crown. It's no longer the top EV truck in the United States. In Q1 of this year, Cybertruck had 7,100 registrations. Of course, Tesla don't tell us that, but we look at registration data. Ford F-150 Lightning, almost 8,000 registrations. Following Ford, the Chevy Silverado was then in third place, the GMC Sierra EV, Rivian R1T, and Hummer EV behind it. Tesla don't tell us their sales figures by model, pretty much the only car maker that is very, very opaque in terms. They just say, well, we sold some stuff, you know, stop asking questions, leave us alone, get off my lawn. The Cybertruck sales have dropped for two consecutive quarters. They did pretty well, actually, about 16,500 in Q3. 2024, and then it went, yeah, it went like 16,500 in Q3, then it went down to about 13,000 in Q4, and then it had that horrible drop in Q1, partly because they didn't sell many in March. There was a, not a stop sale, but a containment order where they were fixing bits of trim that were detaching themselves quite regularly onto the side of the road, as one internet commentator pointed out. There, don't intend to buy a Cybertruck. They'll just drive around and pick up all the bits that have fallen off other people's and make their own one. Ouch. Sick burn, as they say. But, you know, an element of truth in that. And so I think that's all fixed now. New adhesives being used. But because of that, a lot of the people who, you know, celebrate when Tesla don't do too well, I wouldn't say dance on their grave, because Tesla are far from in poor health, but they do look at that number being, it's a terrible Q1. Yeah, but they weren't selling any and registering any pretty much for an entire month of the quarter, I think, if I recall correctly. So, yeah, be careful with that. But either way, Ford back in on top and number one in terms of the electric truck market. They'll be celebrating there on the team who put together the Ford F-150 Lightning. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.